Then now on top of that, there are many mudras will be empowered. The mudras will never become now ordinary mudras, you know, will be extraordinary to again enhance the merit, pacify again in relation to these four activities, you know, especially in relation to Vajrasattva. There are like six mudras, you know, five mudras, you know, basically like just as like the offering mudras. You know, there are different type of mudras, like meditation mudra, or simply holding, you know, Dorje Semba, you know, even just holding the Vajra bell. Now, this gesture alone carries so much power to purify, empower, purify, and bring spiritual benefits. It just all those mudra will activate. Then like the making offerings, you know, like making offerings, mudras. Now you do the mudra of meditation. One of the mudras, mudra of meditation. You know, in the past, just like that. Now the moment you do like this, it directly, you know, directly, let's say, stimulate all your channels and chakras and the drops and subtle consciousness to bring about effective ripening of the generation and completion stages of the path. You know, that's effective purification. It happens in our nervous system, in our cells, and especially the gross aggregates, you know, like that. That's one another mudra. Maybe I will talk more detail on the, maybe tomorrow, you know, the mudra of touching the ground. You know, if you feel something is uneasy with the place, if you feel some disturbances in relation to maybe the earth, then you just touch. If you have Vajra bell, use it now. Once you have Vajrasattva initiation, Vajra bell, it's for meaningful to keep. Even the tiny one, just hang around the mala, can be so meaningful. Or even a drawing one, you can keep. If you can keep the relic in use in practices, that would be so amazing. Whenever you know, when you recite Vajrasattva mantra, you know, there's a usage of Vajra bell, not like any other mantra. So there's a special significance that. So from now on, like, you know, it is so meaningful to use Vajra bell. And ring, but you know, ring the bell, hold the vajra. It become a mudra to activate our system to become you know, exalted wisdoms of the Buddhas. You know, like that. Just touching on the ground pacifies, pacifies. Okay, now I briefly talk about the mudra. So the first mudra, well, it's called the Vajra mudra. So Vajra mudra, so this mudra is made by wrapping the first of the right hand around the forefinger of the left hand with the tips of the right forefinger touching the tips of the left forefinger. So it symbolized as a self-confident. You know, so you if you're holding, if you're not holding Vajra bell, then you wrap like this, go like that, touch like this. It's like Kung Fu mudra, isn't it? For so just like that, and touch on your forehead. So, or you can do like this, you know, like that. Okay. So that's quite easy, isn't it? So, like this, go opposite direction. Then, the four.
Your right hand is in front.
Yeah, right hand is in front. Sorry, right hand is front. You have to do opposite to what I do. So first for two finger, wrap around. So wrap around again, you know, always the right hand is outside. Right finger is from the outside. Okay, like this. Then like this, or just like that. So it's, you can like this. Usually you hold the Vajrayana bell. So not always you have the opportunity to hold the Vajrayana bell, isn't it? So sometimes like, you know, okay, now you want to go to the conference and you want to face somebody, you know, you want to really like have the confidence and to serve you, you know. But don't do that in front of that person. do before quietly. Okay, go for it. Now, if you're holding Vajra bell, you hold Vajra at the right hand, always hold like this. Vajra always put in middle of the thumb and the forefinger. Hold like this, press by the thumb. Yeah. Then when you pick up the bell, you don't pick up by left hand. You always hold the Vajra first, then go and pick up the bell by the right hand, pass to the left hand. Pass to the left hand. So, I mean, not necessarily, but usually in the bell, there's a wisdom deity face in one side. So you can face this out and try not to cover that. So in order not to cover that, you hold like this, you know, also the ring, what you call, the ring finger and the thumb and the forefinger is touching the bell. The rest is actually not touching. So thumb, of course, holding, thumb holding the bell supported by fourth finger and the ring finger of the left hand. And the ring finger is just between the handle and the bell itself. And thumb is right behind the head of the wisdom deity. And the fourth finger is holding around the spots. This is what we call the Vajra spots, like this. Why the middle finger is not holding here, otherwise it will cover the wisdom face. So in order to, you know, expose the wisdom face, why the small finger is not touching? Because if you touch the small finger, it will obstruct the making the sound. So the moment this is taken away, then the better sound, like this, okay? So, okay. So I'm talking about the first mudra, isn't it? So now the first mudra, this is about how to pick up the Vajrayana bell. Okay, since we are doing that, maybe we complete that one. Pick up the Vajrayana bell. Now you want to use the Vajrayana bell in the puja, in your sadhana. Now this Vajra, you take out, you make like this. It's like kind of like hold by at least the three, or the whole hand, or three thumb and the first and the middle finger, like that. You can hold like this. And the mudra is, you know, not like that, always like this. So this is called lotus mudra. So always all the mudras, you know, expressed through lotus mudra. So where you hold, some people hold here, hold there, like that. Actually, you hold somewhere around your heart level, heart chakra level. Not really, there are some mudras to touch at the heart, but most of the time when you ring the bell, around somewhere here is about, I don't know, it's just in front like this, yeah. Then the bell at the navel level, so Vajra heart level, then you ring. So the ringing is touching this side, that side, interdependent, which caused the sound. And that is the meaning of emptiness, interdependently arising of the sound of banging here, left, it brings about the sound. So it's understand. And the sound also is there, but then there's nothing to apprehend if you go to search it is substantial existence. So there's a void of inherent existence. So that's what it symbolizes. Emptiness. Okay, this is normal use. So today in Guru Puja, you can use today, isn't it? Today, or then at home, you know, now, so meaningful to use Vajra Bell. So if you don't have eventually, maybe good to get one. And during pujas in the center, like Tara Puja, Medicine Buddha Puja, Vajrasava practice, you know, all the practices to do with some rituals, you can bring them along, you can use them, so meaningful like that. Okay, so like this. So then when you stop, so I think if you stop, because I naturally feel like if I don't touch this, then I won't able to make it best sound. So okay, so now the first mudra we put here, and the bell also put here, so like this. Yeah, so now hold both the bell and vajra by the thumb like this, then you go behind like this, just now like that. Then forefinger, all. Then this one, you know, you can do like this. The middle finger and thumb like come together. You can do like this. When we do quick one, it's like, you know, just go like this and just do like this. Even this is fine. Otherwise, if you do slowly and do like this, you can touch on your forehead like this. Yeah. You people are, the mudras are very beautiful. I can see the hand gestures. So very easy, like this. And you can even like just do like this. This is also okay. But if you want to do more detail, then like this, or like this. You know. So key thing is just need to wrap behind and hold the forefinger. So this is the first mudra for confident. So then the second mudra is offering mudra. So offering mudra, offering thoma, offering sur, especially, you know, then offering sur, offering thoma, mainly the thoma offering is one big part of the practice, you know, the daily yoga practice. So this one, the way of taking the Vajra bell is the same thing. Then after that, you do the lotus mudra first. Lotus mudra is always, you know, first you emanate the offering goddess from your heart. So you need to snap like this, snap from your heart as Vajrasattva, snapping, sending out all the offering goddesses. Then after that, lotus mudra. This is lotus mudra. So it's like how the lotus petal by petal it wrap around. So very much, very much like that. Yeah. So very much like that. So just do one time. Yeah. So like one circle. Then after that, like this. Then around your forehead like this. You know, you can do one round like this for one, because normally the most of the mantras like kaka kai kai means please, please have it. You know, om vajra daka kaka kai snap. Om vajra daka, like om vajra daka sabareva. Or say om vajra daka. So I see everybody is doing very well. So like this, so this one you must have seen many times, you know. So like this, especially at least the Vajra master in any puja, at least one person should do this So then usually you can learn from that, you know, as your master or the onze, you know. So first open what is out, like this, then like this, like this, like this. So this is hooking back the offering goddesses back to you. Like, so this is to accumulate merit, making offering accumulate merit. So sometimes when you know, after you get your grocery, spend a lot of money, big baskets, then take opportunity to accumulate so much merit, making all the foods before you consume, you know, you make offerings to the Vajrasattva, all the merit fields, and you can use this mudra. You know, even without even saying the word, just do the mudra, can you? Just say, oh, you know. Especially if you have altar, you bring it to the altar, and otherwise just put it in the fridge, then after that, then you can do like that. You can utilize the mudra. Then other mudra is the mudra of fearlessness, the protection. So, so like this, like that, you know, mudra of fearlessness. You can see Guru Pema Sambhava, you know, the what you call the Guru Tala, the tigress, you know, there's one statue there, like that. So if you're holding bhajan bell, the bell rests on the left thigh, then, you know, like that. You see? So fearlessness. Or can do like that also. Or can do like that also. So usually, it's, you know, that you can see from the deities, it's more like that. Okay. So if you don't have vajra, you can do the mudra like this, you know, like this. Yeah. So then after that is the mudra. This is the one that I said before. Mudra of the just simply holding the vajra bell. So as I mentioned before, first of all, you see when you put the vajra bell, even though the vajra pick up vajra hold by right hand, isn't it? But when you place on the table, you place on the left of the vajra, left of the bell. Sorry, left of the bell. So this is also like how usually you organize, you know, setting on the table, you know, for you to see. So vajra left of the bell in front of you. Now you go and collect the vajra by left hand. Then you go and collect the bell, pass to the left, you know. So sometime if puja is carried on, then you don't need to worry about whether the wisdom face is facing out or not. Just hold the bell as can. But if you are doing solo, you can check. It's good to do that. So just holding. So you see, usually you can hold and place the bell on the left thigh and the vajra at the right time, and you can do meditation like this. You can do meditation. You know, from the mudra, it helps to the success of the meditation. Then the mudra that usually we use when Vajrasattva mantra was recited, so that is ringing the bell. So then, as mentioned before, you hold like this, isn't it? Then bell like that. Then you hold. So this is one particular mudra in relation to Vajrasattva. So even just that has so much significance. It is said that this will help to enhance the visualization capabilities, enhance the effectiveness of driving the blessings of the deity in relation to visualizations. You know, so whenever you use Vajra Bell like that. So the number six mudra is more for invocation of the deities and as well as offering together. So this normally we use when we do incense pujas, So again, you have the Vajra Bell, you do the Lotus Mudra, then Sambara Sambara, like, you know, you're snapping Om Sambara Sambara Om Sambara Sambara Om Sambara Sambara. So, or even do like Om Sambara Sambara Om Sambara Sambara Om Sambara Sambara, like this. So, if you do incense puja, there's a section that you need to do that. And also, I think the Sut offering puja also have that. So this is just a rough idea. Then there's another mudra, is the mudra of the pacifying the ground. So you hold the Vajra Bell, then the bell, you know, either rests on the left thigh or put it at the heart level. Then you use the Vajra like this and touch the ground, cross over your knee, right knee, your right knee, straight right knee, and touch the tips of your finger to the ground. So let's say you want to pacify, you want to consecrate your retreat cushions, retreat ground, you just do hold the Vajra Bell. If there is someone that can help you do all the extensive rituals to put you into retreat, well done. If not, you can simply bless your ground and cushion for your retreat like this. So as an open retreater, wherever you go, you can do the retreat, even when you are, you know, spending 1-2 nights in the hotel and on your bed, you know, and before you start the practice, you just, you know, do this. If you have Vajra Bell, use it. If not, just do the hand mudra. Bless the ground, bless the cushion. Then after that, you start the session. And you can do that. Or, as I mentioned a few days ago, if you don't feel comfortable in that particular place, a bit eerie, a bit difficult, then you pacify the ground using this mudra. It's almost like doing consecration, you know. Then another mudra is meditation mudra, which is the Shakyamuni Buddha's mudra. And you hold the Vajra Bell and put your right hand on top of the left hand and place at the navel chakra there. So which mudra you normally use all the time whenever you do meditation, isn't it? So if you want to use Vajra Bell together, can. Otherwise, just doing that mudra is also in relation to Vajrasana. Like that. So the mudra of blessing the ground from the Dhyani Buddha, and the Vajrasattva in the nature of Akshobhaya, from the five Dhyani Buddha, there's a Buddha called Akshobhaya. So that is basically the embodiment of wisdom and associated with the Vajrasattva to bless the ground, to consecrate the ground. The offering mudra is like that, just one. Offering mudra is kaga, kaga, kaya. Kaga, kaya. Om Sambara, Sambara, Om Sambara, Sambara, Om Sambara, Sambara. So you can do three times. Sambara, Sambara, Om Sambara, Sambara, Om. 2, 3, 1. So it's more of snapping. The earlier one, just at the end. So it's quite close, but little different. Vajasattva, Samaya, Manupalaya, Vajasato, Dino Patika, Tito Mebawa, Suto Koyo Mebawa, Supo Koyo Mebawa, Anurado Mebawa, Sawa Siddhi Mebrayaja, Sawa Karma Suja Me, Siddham Shriyam Guru Ho, Ha 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 Ho, Bhagavan, Sawa Tata Gata, Benja Mame Menja, Benze Bawa, Ma Samaya Sato Ahum Pe, O Sata Ahum Pe, O Sato Ahum Pe, O Sattva Ahum Pe. Yeah, there's another important point, I think, which I think one or another way most people may be very familiar with, the four opulent power in relation to Vajrasattva practice. Four opulent power. So, in fact, when you practice Vajrasattva, four opulent powers are naturally there. So, power of the reliance is a Vajrasattva, whether front generation or self generation, that's the power of reliance. Or refuge, you take refuge in that. Yeah. Then power of regret, as I mentioned before, yesterday, I think, when you have the wisdom, when you are, you know, practicing this, you naturally understand limitations of the negativities, limitations of delusions and defilements, samsara, suffering, etc. So, so very much understand what really samsara is. You know, what the really suffering is, not just talking about suffering or pain, but anything that we do not wish to experience, you know, you wish to overcome. But in order to wish to overcome that, you know, the only way is to purify its causes, you know, clean from the root, from our system. Then there you understand the limitations of karma, the karmic actions. Then when you understand karmic action, the karmic action also has its cause. What are they? They are the delusions. You know, so then you will understand all the limitations of delusions. When you understand the limitation of delusion, that also has its cause, where it's coming from, you know, ignorant, you know. So then from there, then naturally, after understanding what ignorance is, it will help to lead you to a wisdom, which is opposite mind of ignorance. And that is the Vajrasattva. That is the emptiness. And most powerful way of using the emptiness in the union aspect, father-mother aspect, you know, wisdom and method joined together. That's the most powerful way. I mean, you know, like anything we do also, if we have two hands together, of course, it's more powerful, isn't it? So similar. So then, that's why the father, mother, you know, Vajrasattva is supreme. Then, that's the way that you actualize the path, the third opening power, the power of antidote, which is the path. And that is the becoming Vajrasattva, generating from generation Vajrasattva, reciting it is a mantra, doing all those, you know, purification exercises, all this serve as a third opponent power, antidote. You see? Then, when you do such purification, when you understand Vajrasattva practice, then very obvious that you will never wish to, you know, commit those negativities again. Then the fourth opponent power is definitely there. So, just remembering to practice Vajrasattva, just remembering to recite Vajrasattva mantra, or holding the divine pride of being a Vajrasattva, four opening powers are always there. You see, so therefore, I think maybe this is good. This is another important to know. You know, importance about why Vajrasattva is so powerful, because all the four opening power in one. You know, that's why it's the practicing Vajrasattva, there's no negative karma that cannot be purified. Like what usually in the general teaching we talk about, in the application of four opulent power, there's no negative karma that cannot be purified, isn't it? Now here you can use the same language, Vajrasattva. You know, there's no negative karma that cannot be purified by practicing Vajrasattva. Thank you.
Yeah.
Just put a short one.
Turning to the middle of the golden parable.
Thank you, everyone. Oh. See you just before 2. Just before 2. 2. Yeah. Unless you want to come back at 1:30. What's the time?